when in danger, and I know that the delight in battle, what we soldiers think of as courage, is not essential, even to a soldier. I need not call up anger anymore, and the anger I called in Kolobia opened the way for Akria's evil. I know that I can, if I but ask the gods, know what is right and do it. The Marshal General held her gaze for some moments in silence. Well, she said finally, you told Amberian you were still sworn to Gerd, but I can tell, Poxenarian, that you are no longer my blade to wield. You have gone beyond that. Gerd and the High Lord know what they would have you do. I cannot direct you. Pox smiled. Yet I respect your wisdom and experience. Don't fence with me, child. I believe you are truly a paladin, called in the old way by the gods directly, and not by one of them, but by several. If you can use any of my experience, you are welcome to it, but I expect you'll use it in ways I cannot foresee. If that is so, said the Duke, then her mission here must have been at their bidding. The Marshal General shot him a quick glance. Certainly. Can you doubt it? But why? What? To maintain the protection you built here. That's one thing. I don't know what else. I don't know if her mission here is finished. Do you, Poxenarian? I feel no call to go at this time. Then you will stay, if you will. Pox grinned. I will stay. You have still a horse, an armor, and Finn Paneer. They will be waiting for you when you come, or ask, and we will send them where you will. The Marshal General sat back with a sigh. Duke Phelan, I cannot recall a more surprising few days, and that includes my first half-year as a yeoman marshal. Nor I, not since... he said, then stopped, staring into the fire. But when they looked questioningly at him, he shook his head. One person's tale is enough at one time. Long ago I was saved, suddenly and unexpectedly from great evil. But I will not speak of that now. Do you think many of your soldiers will leave, with the influence of Gerd returning? Asked the Marshal General, in what was obviously an attempt to be tactful. I hope not. You and your paladin found none who are truly evil, but some might still find our changes distasteful. Campaigning in the south meant excitement, a chance for riches, the company of other mercenaries. Pox herself had sometimes thought that Baldaire, full of mercenaries from a dozen companies or more, was the best place to be. She thought of the times she'd walked into the White Dragon with Vic and Arnie, and before then, with Sabin and Kana, for a pleasant evening. They would miss that, with no city nearer than Varela. Even so, Pox was surprised when the first list appeared of those leaving. Baranyi, who had joined the same year that she did, headed the list. She realized now that Bara had not been around. Those times old friends gathered to talk. She had wondered only briefly, and thought no more of it. Without saying anything to the Duke, Pox went to talk with her. She found her already packing her things, with Notslin watching stony-faced. You, Bara said as Pox came up. I'm surprised to see you hanging around common soldiers, Pox, but I suppose you remember that I knew you before you became such a famous hero. Bara? Notslin's voice shook. Pox herself was shocked at the venom in Bara's words. What are you angry about, Bara? I thought we were friends. Friends? If ever we were, it was long ago. Before you started thinking you were the High Lord's special messenger, I saw through you a long time ago, Poxenarian Dorthan's daughter. I knew you'd cause trouble in the end.